Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host. I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and really kind of the end of our ropes with all this other stuff going on. So we use pseudonyms so that we can keep our jobs because honestly, we really do like what we do. That's why we're doing it. We also like doing this podcast, and I'd like to thank our Patreons who help us keep it going. If you're interested in extra episodes, bonus episodes, stuff that's exclusive for Patreon, for as little as $5 a month, you can join and get bonus swag. You could join the ranks of Sarah, Lisa, Rebecca, Irma, Tony, Johanna, Amanda, and Michael, and Casey. There are so many of them, and you can be one of them, and that would be awesome. Or, you know, you can buy Teacher Needs a Drink crap. I mean, it's not crap, it's high quality materials, but we have bottle openers, koozies, stickers, shot glasses. You can find all of those on the Teacher Needs a Drink website. And know what else on the Teacher Needs a Drink website? Our contact page. If you have something you'd like to share with us, just hit us up through that or tag us on Instagram or Facebook. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast is also sponsored by ShopTheHiveExpo.com. If you're a small business looking to get your name out there or participate in some virtual vendor events, go to ShopTheHiveExpo.com. Also, we're proud to be sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you're a theater teacher or know the one in your building, please send them to Ludlam Dramatics. They will find teaching resources they did not even know existed. Bio posters, parts of stage, all kinds of crazy stuff. One last thing. Please help spread the word of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. You don't need to do anything fancy, but just find one person in your building and tell them something you heard, if it's about self-care or anything. But please help spread the word, leave a review if you can. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast comes out every Wednesday, and I hope you guys are taking care of yourself and enjoy episode 51.
Syphilis, but your blood sure wants to have syphilis.
You don't have it.
Exactly. I was like, well, because when I was checked, I hadn't had sex in a hot minute, and I'm like, if I had syphilis, my brain would be rotting right now. Okay. Like, it's
well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today, I have Miss Sparkles.
Hey, y'all.
And also Mr. Turd Ferguson.
You know, the year 2020 is a shit show, and the ratings keep on going down, but we keep watching like it's a fucking train wreck.
Okay, and also today, Miss Zola Zanzibar!
Hello!
And last but not least, Miss Rosie Rosé!
It's Brittany, bitch.
Oh. Well, welcome back, guys. School has started, and I had the first kind of creeped out by a student thing happen to me, and I don't know, it's been a while since I've been kind of creeped out by a student. I was like, gross. And I was working with really young kids, and one of the children was completely, like, snot-nosed. Like, you know, young children are... You know, They sometimes are like that way. Like, you see little kids, like, their nose is completely, like, plastered shut. Yep. But this kid had a mask and tissues all over his desk, and I went in, and he sneezed in his mask. He kept his mask on while he sneezed. I'm grateful for that. But then he pulled the mask away, and it was like cheese pizza, like, streaming.
But the love of God, stop this story.
And he quit, and I was like, hey, and it's an inclusive classroom. So I was like, hey, go to the restroom, go wash your face, wash your hands, and go ahead. And they have some disposable masks. And I was like, go ahead and just get a new mask. And like 2 seconds later, but his whole like face was just covered with boogers and his desk with all the dirty Kleenex. And I was like, I can't go over there. I mean,
literally going to throw up at your story.
I don't think the kid like had COVID. I think he had normal, you know, young kid, booger, snot, allergy, you know, that stuff. But you really haven't seen that much of it because kids right now are much better about wearing masks and not touching everything and going out. So there's so not as many of like there are normal little germs going around. So that when I see one, I'm like, ooh. No, stay away. Stay far away. I do not want any of what you've got going on over there. And there was a period where I was somewhat okay with kid fluids, like my own kids, like when they were babies. Like I got puked on and sneezed on and pooped on many times by my own children.
And even then, I was disgusted by other kids. And now that I'm past that point where I have to deal with shit and piss and stuff on me, I can't handle it at all.
We don't want to know about your Friday nights. All right, Elvis.
You do, too. But that's just me. How are you guys doing? Miss Sparkles, how's life going for you? You're back in school, right?
We're back in school. We're back in the building. We are face to face.
Is that a yay or a nay?
It's a
yay. Okay, cool. It's like, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Ron Burgundy. It is really great to be with the children. I have missed them. I've missed their energy. I've missed their sweet faces. Of course, I can only see half of their faces. But it's been good to be back with kids. What is less great is all of the shit we have to do because it's a pandemic, right? So
yeah,
they gave us longer passing periods, which was nice. They've added 20 minutes to our school day. So our passing periods are now 10 minutes to help us have enough time to clean in between, because you have to clean the desks in between every class. And then we also have these plastic screens, but we only have them for half of our desks, not for all of the desks. So only half the kids get one. But you have to clean the screen and the desk after every class. But that takes 15 minutes. So the kids are out in the hallway because I don't want to let... I'm not sure if I can let them in. If I should let them in one at a time. Like, be like, okay, this desk is clean. You can come sit here. This desk is clean. You can come sit here. And also they gave us bleach spray, which is great because you know it kills germs, but it also ruins your clothes. So,
do you know what could also kill your children? Bleach.
Well, they're not swallowing it, Rosie.
They're not spraying it. Well, maybe
not in high school, they're not.
Turd, how are you doing, man?
You know, it was a week. I am now officially around the sun one more rotation, so that's awesome.
Happy birthday!
So yeah, made it around the sun. Now, like, the week was a week. It was just like, okay, this is working, this is kind of not working.
Cool. Well, Zola, you work in admin. How's life in admin been treating you?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've been trucking along pretty good. Our kids came back a couple weeks ago, and I'm in higher ed, so we've got a lot of lovely little darlings who are getting sick and because they're doing stuff off campus, because when you bring 18-year-olds, they're going to be 18. So but we're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm really glad there wasn't a pandemic when I was in college, because I kind of think I would have been a dumbass. I'm like 7,900% sure I probably would have done something stupid.
And
got caught for it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Apparently I'm not unique in that way, though. Miss Rosie, what's going on with you? Unmute your mic. I want to hear you.
Okay, first of all, did you have to start this podcast talking about the one bodily fluid I cannot handle?
But as a school nurse, you have to be exposed to that one more than almost anything else.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. It doesn't mean I can handle it. Like, a kid could literally come into my office and vomit everywhere, and I'd be like, oh, this is no big deal. I got vomit on my face. But if they sneeze, I'm like, I don't know what it is, but snot is nasty.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I would think I could even understand, like, I can't handle poop or I don't like the sight of blood, but boogers, like, on the body fluid scale?
It's disgusting.
Well, other than that, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Our kiddos are not back for a couple weeks, so I know it's been tough for the teachers, but as a school nurse, we are living the dream. All of the stuff we never get done during the school year, we have time to do now, so it's nice.
So this is from Reason.com. This is an article that I actually saw in lots of different places all over Facebook this week. And this is, school calls cops on 12-year-old boy who held a toy gun at his house during Zoom class. Isaiah Elliott, a 12-year-old boy who lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, is fond of his neon green Nerf gun, which has the word Zombie Hunter written on it. Last week, during a virtual classroom session, Elliott briefly picked up his toy gun, causing it to appear on screen for just a few seconds. This was noticed by his teacher, who alerted authorities. As a result, the police paid a visit to Elliott's home, and the school suspended him for 5 days. The teacher was certain the gun was a toy, according to local news station, but instead of checking with the parents to assuage any doubts, the school went straight to the cops. In a statement, the district explained that all school board policies would be enforced, whether we are in-person learning or distance learning. We take the safety of all of our students and staff very seriously. Safety is our number one. Okay, I gotta stop. That's 100% bullshit. They knew it was a Nerf gun.
Ugh. And it's over Zoom.
At home. Okay, anyway, I'm going to finish this, then we can beat them up. The explanation, we are just enforcing the policy equally, might make more sense if the policy itself was logical. But deploying the police to deal with a Nerf gun would have been ridiculous, even if it took place in a classroom. The fact that other students were, in this case, even further removed from the danger makes the situation even more ridiculous. For them to go as extreme as suspending him for 5 days, sending the police out, and having the police threaten to press charges, they want to compare the virtual environment to an actual school environment, is insane. This is some bullshit. You knew it was a toy gun. It was at his house. I can understand a kid getting in trouble at school for bringing a toy gun to school, even if it obviously looks. I don't think you'd need to call the cops. I think you could deal with it there. But in their own goddamn house,
But did he take it and point it at the computer and say, like, pew, pew, dead? No.
No
threat. He didn't even pretend to use it. He didn't threaten everybody with his zombie killing Nerf gun. He did none of that. He was just a black kid holding a gun. I said what I said.
No, that's extreme bullshit. Someone had a grudge at the school to call the cops on that. Okay, if a kid came to school with a look like a real looking gun and threatened people, then I could see calling the police. But a kid holding up a neon green toy gun, no, someone, it should have stopped. Like that kindergartner
that they read that it said Zombie Hunter on it.
So now it's in that kid's file. This is bullshit. Miss Sparkles, what you got?
I, as a good Libra does, can kind of see two sides to this thing, right? Obviously, this teacher is full of shit, and they shouldn't have called the police if she knew it was a toy, right? If she's saying, like, oh, no, I totally knew it was a toy. I totally get calling the parents and saying, hey, can you ask little Billy to keep his toys, out of the video screen during our Zoom classes because they can be distracting to the other kids, right? Totally legit. However, there are actually a lot of guns, like real ones that are that same neon green color. So I can also see you maybe being unsure, like being like, okay, I know it looks like a Nerf gun. My question is, did it have the orange tip on it? Cause the orange tip is the giveaway because some real guns are neon green now. Does that take away from the fact that if she thought it was a toy, she should have just called his mom? No, just call his mom. Right?
Yeah, it's like, why did she jump straight to, I gotta call the police?
Yeah.
There's a chain of command you gotta follow there, teach.
Well, I think she did. I think because when I was reading this, it was like, there's several steps that could have stopped this before it got to them knocking on his door.
Right, like I said, I think she did talk to the admin, and the admin were like, oh, we have to call the police.
No, it's bullshit, because what I've been told to do is if a kid is acting up or disrupting your Zoom, you mute them, or you kick them out, which is very easy to do.
And that's satisfying.
And it's even like if kids have toys. I've worked with lots of elementary school kids, and we do Zoom, and it's really normal for a kid to get whatever little thing and start playing with it in front of the computer, want to show it to their friends. And all you do is just say once, hey, put it away. And if they don't, you block them. No, admin should have had the ball to say, no, we're not calling the police. This needs to stop. Tell them to be done. Right. All of this could have been handled, well, number one, by the teacher. Shouldn't have even gotten up to admin hands. Once if it got to admin, who calls the cops? I mean, it's like when they called it on the kindergartner. Can handle this so many ways. Sending
someone from Zoom school. He's already at home. Why are we bothering to suspend people right now?
Holy shit, I didn't even make that connection. Do you think they're going to make the teachers make an alternative packet that he has to do while he's at home?
God, I hope so. More work for you, bitch.
All right. This is from a Miss AA. She sent this to us through the Teacher Needs a Drink Facebook page. Miss AA says, so I was exposed to COVID last week, and so I notified our assistant super, you know. Here is how she responded. Miss AA, this is a bit disappointing, giving all the directives for a safe holiday. You may work remotely this week. We recommend that you be tested tomorrow and send results as soon as you have them. Future disregard for safe COVID practices that led to a positive exposure will result in you taking your own emergency paid sick leave time. There will not be additional remote work opportunities for these circumstances. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Stay in touch with your team and supervisor. She totally assumed that I had gone out and partied over Labor Day weekend. My county is not allowed to see students in person, and somehow only teachers with tenure are given the choice to work from home. And then she responded, just to clarify, I didn't see anyone over the weekend. We didn't go to parties or barbecue. My mom has to babysit for me, so I stayed with dinner for her. But for people with small children and have to work, there's no way to be 100% safe. Wow, that is some bullshit. Just assuming someone got it through dastardly.
Yeah.
Right?
Like she's some party animal. Where the fuck do they get off?
Like, I got exposed to it because I went into my apartment complex's leasing office, and one of the people who worked there had it. So
I got exposed to it because my principal and his secretary had it.
So fuck them.
We love you, Miss AA. Fuck that bitch.
All of us say fuck them. You're in the right.
Fuck them.
Okay, this was sent to the Teacher Needs a Drink website from Miss Breezy. I am starting on my fourth year of teaching, and despite everything that has changed, I finally feel like I have my feet on solid ground. Well, that's good. That being said, I haven't had any real moments where I felt like this is why I teach. A few days ago, a student was hovering after the final bell. The student is awkward in social situations and does not have many friends. She's an amazing artist and is very kind. I asked her if she had something she wanted to talk about, and she proceeded to hand me a letter with a quote on bright pink post-it and a statue of a girl holding a cat. That's adorable. She told me that I was one of her favorite teachers and that she appreciated me telling her about a Comic-Con my sister ran at the library a few years ago. I very nearly started crying in front of her. After she left, I read the quote and her letter, crying all the way through, and it was the fullest my heart had been in a long time. Aww. In the letter, she explained why she liked having me as a teacher and how one of the stories they read in class inspired her. She ended by explaining that the statue represented kindness and that kindness and hope can go a long way. I teach to make connections and give people a place to feel safe in the world, and she reminded me of that. I don't know if she learned that my birthday had been the day before or if it was just random like she told me, but that was one of the best birthday presents I had ever received. The statue she gave me is going to be on my desk for as long as I teach, right next to the quote on a bright pink post-it. Are you guys ready for the quote?
Bring on the quote!
Okay, the quote is from Joseph Addison. It says, "What sunshine is to flowers, smiles are to humanity. They are but trifles to be sure, but scattered along life's pathways, the good they do is inconceivable." That was really sweet.
That was really nice.
I would cry, too, if a kid gave me a statue of a lady holding a cat. That's really cute.
No, I got a catch in my throat one time when a kid sent me, like, many, many years later, like, an email. And I was like, holy crap. Oh, life's not pointless.
The worst I got it was when I was student teaching, and I was teaching a fourth grade class. And I'd had these kids a million times. And they had to write an essay about somebody that they loved. And it, like, inspired them. And half the class wrote about me. And I just cried while reading their essays. And I was like, I'm not even your teacher. This is so great.
That's so cute.
Especially now, that's so valuable. Because, man, it sucks out there. And it's hard to feel appreciated. Because everyone is so stressed over it. I think if you're an admin who listens, just giving out a little bit every now and then, like, hey, that was really good, or just some kind of positive feedback, I think it would go a million miles further. But everyone out there, take care of yourselves. You're doing a good job. Hold it together.
Also, admin, keep bringing me snacks. I really enjoy that.
Now, we don't get that much love sometimes, especially beginning of the year, where it's more like, hey, do this, and do this, and do this, and you're not doing it right, but keep doing this too. Yeah, just a little like, hey, we like you. Tap, tap. Hey guys, guess what?
What?
We have a Patreon! What? That's what right. If you are out there and you just need more Teacher Needs a Drink podcast, you can join our Patreon. For as little as $5, you can get access to at least like 7 or 8 lost episodes, a lot of bonus content, extra interviews. There's new stuff every month. It's really awesome. But for $5, you should check it out. And if you don't want to listen to more, but you want to, you know, rep us, you can just go to the Teacher Needs a Drink website, the same one used to contact us, and you can buy our crap. That's right. We got koozies and beer bottle openers and pins and stickers that all say Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. It's amazing. Buy our crap. Buy our crap.
So this was submitted to our contact page from another listener, no name given. I guess they would like to remain anonymous. And it talks about their partner. It says, I don't know how to explain to my husband how exhausted I am. Staying at work till 6 or later and then doing more when I get home. Adapting every assignment and activity for in-person, online synchronous, and online asynchronous. Dealing with bullshit from a terrible admin. We're not going to get started there. Plus, just the general being on my feet all day, which we haven't been since March. The weekend rolls around and the husband wants to do stuff, work together in the yard or go for a walk, and I just want to sleep. And he thinks I'm being lazy or I just need a drink of coffee or something.
Ooh, yeah. I feel
I
that.
I have thoughts on this.
Go for it.
You have thoughts, Zola?
Thoughts on this. Because I mean, I'm not even a teacher. I'm like teacher adjacent. And even I can understand that like teachers have had like a brand new upsetting thing just thrown at them every couple of months lately. Like most of us have been dealing with this for like 6 months. We've been going to work, doing our thing. But teachers every couple of months have had situations change, remote learning, blah, blah, blah. And just when y'all get settled, like then it immediately changes. And everything goes to shit. And then when you've been in flux for like 6 months and, you know, even though it's going to happen, it's still fucking hard. And that hard shit makes you exhausted. Your partner has got to be like just kind and find some grace and just let you sit down or take a nap because you've been dealing with all this and you just maybe just need to not do something on the weekend. Like, I'm sorry, my good dude, that you, I'm not going to help you weed eat.
You know, start a new job, new district. And my district has taken a huge, huge chunk of money and a time to like focus on their staff's mental health. And we get like a newsletter weekly about some new thing they're doing that like, hey, you can come here for reduced therapy or like come here for a massage, really a bunch of awesome shit. And I'm thinking that's the good way to keep your teachers around is like realize they're losing their goddamn minds. Like, yeah. Most of us already have depression and anxiety, and it's just tenfold during the Ronas. So maybe focus on something other than, I don't know, testing and scores and maybe our mental health. I know it's shocking.
Yeah, but you can't depend on your school district at all to help you out with mental health. And you need to take that into your own hands. If you're feeling in a rut or down more than you normally are, like you just can't seem to get with it, get help. There's nothing to be ashamed of. A lot of the benefits are, what do you call it? Insurance policies will cover it. Ms. Zola.
Just people who are being really hard on themselves for them not really having it together. But most people, y'all have only been back to school. Like, my son's been back to school for a month, and he started early. Everybody's still, I mean, I feel like you would still be in getting used to things at the beginning of the year, but I keep seeing on Facebook, everybody's really hard on themselves and why this is so hard and why it's not, they're not adjusted to it yet, or they haven't found their groove. And it's like, there's a lot of shit going on. You're okay. Like, be kind to yourself.
Everyone's going through so much shit. I mean, especially the families and stuff who are doing it from home. Holy shit. Because you have a lot of parents who are trying to work from home while also trying to do all the assisted stuff to make sure their kids, you know, doing the work when the teacher says or is paying attention to the Zoom meeting. It's a hell of a lot. And yeah, it's getting bitter and people are getting pissy and everyone just needs to chill the fuck out and have grace. Relax. Breathe. The unknown companion. At the age of 30, you suffer a blow to the skull. The head trauma leaves you with a rare form of partial amnesia. Though you are otherwise fine, you're completely missing 5 years of your life. You have no memory of anything that happened between the ages of 23 and 28. That period of your life is completely gone. You are told by friends and family that when you were 25, you supposedly became close friends with someone you met on the street. You possess numerous photos of you and this person, and everyone in your life insists that this individual was your best friend for more than 2 years. You were, allegedly, inseparable. In fact, you find several old letters and emails from the person that vaguely indicate that you may have even shared a brief romantic relationship. But something happened between you and this individual when you were 27, and the friendship abruptly ended, and apparently you never told anyone what caused the problem, so it's a mystery to all. The friend moved away soon after the incident, wholly disappearing from your day-to-day life, but you have no memory of any of this. Within the context of your own mind, this person never even existed. There is tangible proof that you deeply love this friend, but whenever you look at his or her photograph, all you see is a stranger. 6 weeks after your accident, you're informed that this person has died. How does this make you feel?
I mean, I think I feel the way I feel when anyone who is basically a stranger to me dies. Like, I feel sad in that way that you feel sad for, like, their friends or family. But even, I have no relationship with this person, nor do I have memories of this person. So I probably feel a little sad and a little bit of regret, but I'm not going to, like, cry about it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like an ass, but it reminds me of, like, if you hear that someone you went to elementary school with or high school with that wasn't, like, in your tight circle died, but someone you know, you're like, oh, that sucks. And you kind of keep going. That's how I imagine it would be in my mind. It's something like, yeah, I kind of remember them. Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, I wouldn't mind erasing 23 to 28. I don't know about y'all. already I'm in a good place. But, I mean, I would be really, really curious. Like, want to find out what happened and want to, because it's, you know, part of your life. And, you know, I just would be insanely curious about it. But, I mean, it sucks that they died, but, you know.
I had a best friend break up with me when I was, like, 27, and we were friends for a good 10 years. And she didn't just break up with me. She, like, ghosted me and blocked me on everything and never told me why we stopped talking. Like, this is someone who I lived with for 4 years, went to college with. They were, like, my bestie, you know? And they just kind of peaced out and then didn't tell me why. If it was this person and I now have no recollection of that, I'm going to be jumping for fucking joy. Like, that fucking hurt. Mm. If this is that person, okay, great. And she died. Oh, well, oh.
But you don't remember any of that in this.
That's what I'm saying, though. But, like, people are saying we had this tight bond, but I have now forgotten that. That's awesome. I'm not going to, like, oh, who is this person? What happened? Why? No, I'm good. I'm done. Well,
also, what if maybe, like, if, like, I was the dick and, you know, right, my right. then I just, you know, get to go on feeling like I'm a good person and, you know,
exactly. And not know that I was an asshole. Don't uncover that. Just let it go. They dead. Too bad. Bye.
I would kind of look at it as the same way that I also view deaths with celebrities, because, you know, it's that whole thing of, like, we don't really know them personally. But it does feel like you've just lost something. I don't feel like I really had a strong connection because of the whole amnesia thing. But at the same time, it's also like, that's a life that's gone. It's, you know, we're never going to get that person back for whatever talent that they were known for.
Unless you believe in reincarnation.
Well, you know, there's that.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up, guys. All right. No. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm done. Okay, I'm tired. It's 9:30. Where was I? All right, guys. Thanks for joining us again for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink. Be sure you're taking care of yourself, taking time for yourself, whatever you need. And sometimes, you know what? It's not going to be perfect, but it's never perfect. So, you know what? Just roll with it. And I also want to talk about a special thing we're doing. We always have these silly questions at the end of the podcast. I would like for you guys out there to submit your silly questions. And if we use your silly question on our website or on the podcast, I will send you all the Teacher Needs a Drink swag. You'll get a set of shot glasses and koozies and stickers only if we use yours on air. So go ahead and submit those to the Teacher Needs a Drink contact page on our website. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. Miss Sparkles, it was wonderful to have you.
Always a pleasure, in the words of Bunny O'Hare.
Oh, and Turd Ferguson, you were pretty tolerable tonight. Way to go. Good job, man.
You know, don't forget to wipe and wash your hands.
Oh, gross.
There it goes. And Zola, it was wonderful having you on the podcast. We miss you.
Thank you for letting me come play in your cool kid clubhouse.
Yeah, and Miss Rosie, I am glad to hear your voice today. I'm glad your computer let you do it.
The idea of me life coaching another human being should scare you. A lot.
It does.
It does. All right, my friends. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
Cheers! All right. Thank you for listening to another edition of Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And if there's anything you'd like to share with Teacher Needs Drink Podcast, you can hit us through our website on our contact page, or you can also tag us on Instagram or Facebook. And remember, you can always get extra and more bonus content, lots of more episodes, on the Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon. You can find that at Patreon. And also, please visit our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics. They have all the greatest theater posters. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, ShopTheHiveExpo.com. If you are a small business looking to promote, use ShopTheHiveExpo.com. I'd also like to thank all of my special guests today, Mr. Turd Ferguson, Miss Sparkles, Miss Rosie Rose, and Miss Zola Zanzibar, who we don't get on here very often. Also, I'd like to thank Miss Priscilla, who's by my side as we do all this stuff. Thanks for helping spread the word, guys. Keep it up. I really appreciate it. Leave a review if you can. And have a great day. Cheers.
Miss Breezy writes, I am starting my fourth year of teaching. I'm about to sneeze.
Unclean.
Let me try again.
Your mic.
I broke my head from the mic. The fuck? This is not my first sneeze in rodeo.
I don't know. I know you don't react well to boogers, so I was really worried.
You know, I do have an issue with my own even, so you're right.
Ew, that's unfortunate.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you all over that. You know what else they got? A Patreon.
Not yet. I got a pattern. Don't fuck it up.
You're messing up the flow.
Sorry. Yeah, I got a thing. Okay.